coming up on episode number 325. Well, it's the third cover story I've done for this gentleman, who is such a prolific songwriter that I could probably do 100 cover stories of people covering his music. His birthday is coming up Thursday. Yes, it's none other than Bob Dylan. That's the Bob Dylan cover story 3 coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's May 22nd, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and you're listening to Coverville tonight, bringing you the Bob Dylan cover story, Volume 3. This guy, like I said, he's got so much music out there. So many people have covered his music. I almost should do Beatles and Bob Dylan cover stories twice a year, just because there's so much material to choose from. Tonight, you're going to hear some of my favorite Bob Dylan songs, anyway, being covered by different performers. I think you're really going to enjoy the collection I've got here. We're going to start off with something that's brand new. Just came out. It's a new album by Brian Ferry, who is no stranger to doing Bob Dylan covers. Back with Roxy Music, he did A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. He had a couple Bob Dylan covers on his latest, or on the album before the current one that's out. And his current album, well, it's called Dylan-esque, and it's all Bob Dylan covers. He's working his way through the Bob Dylan library, isn't he? We're going to start off with a track from Dylan-esque. This is Brian Ferry with Simple Twist of Fate.
Sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. Just then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight. Watch out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, so confused and remember well. Up into a strange hotel with the neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night. It hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. The saxophone's up as far as the plate. She was walking under the arcade. The light burst through a beat of shade, but he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup of a blind man at the gate. Forgot about a simple twist of fate. And he didn't care, pushed the window open wide. Felt an emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of a clock, walks along with a pair of guitars, and
and sit down by the waterfront dock where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. Well, how long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the way. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on a simple twist of fate.
My big brass bed.
It's a quartet from the UK known as The Stands, with their cover of Bob Dylan's Lay Lady Lay. The Stands actually have a very Dylan-influenced sound normally, kind of a Brit, well, a late Brit pop, because they came out in 2004, but definitely a Brit pop sound nonetheless. That comes from a collection that came with a Mojo magazine called Dylan Covered, appropriately enough, back in 2005. Before that, yeah, something from Kojak Variety. You know that if Elvis Costello covered it and I'm doing a cover story on it, I'm probably going to include it. That's You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go by Elvis Costello from 2004, the 2004 re-release of Kojak Variety. And then we start off the set with Simple Twist of Fate by Brian Ferry from his brand new album, Dylan-esque, and I've been listening to it all day, and it's awesome. It's a really, really good cover album. Definitely worth checking out. Well, another kind of unknown band, a band that was previously unknown to me, was this one, Johnny Q Public. They are basically a showcase for Dan Fritz and his amazing vocals. They have a great sound. This is a cover of Serve Somebody from their 1995 release Extraordinary. Here's Johnny Q Public.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You might be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody. Somebody, maybe a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage, money and drugs at your command, and women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high DBV. They may call you doctor, or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord.
Young Turk, maybe the head of some big TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, you may be living in another country under someone else's name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. You may be a construction worker working on a home. You might be living in a mansion.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was lying in bed, wondering if she had changed at all, if her hair was still red. And her folks, they said our lives together, it sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And she was standing on the side of the road as rain's falling on my shoes. I'm heading out for the old East Coast, Lord knows I've paid some dues getting through. When we first met, soon to be divorced, I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. So we drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west, split up on a dark sad night, both agreeing it was best. Then she turned around and looked at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we're gonna meet again someday. Just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Then later on, as the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there at the back of her chair singing, tell me, don't I know your name? I noticed something underneath the breath. She studied the lines on my face. I must admit, I felt a little uneasy when she went to tie the lace on my shirt.
Some are carpenters' wives. We don't know how this got started. Don't know what we do with our lives. Me, I'm still be the same, and we started from a different point of view. Tangled up in blue.
It's the Australian group The Whitlams with their version of Bob Dylan's Tangled Up in Blue. That comes from an album that came out in 1997 called Eternal Nightcap, which was dedicated to one of the original members of the group. The Whitlams actually came from a couple of other bands that were popular in Australia, the Hummingbirds and the Sunny Boys. Actually, two members from those bands formed the Whitlams, Steve Plunder and Tim Friedman. In 1996, Stevie Plunder fell off a cliff in the Blue Mountains near Sydney. God, I've actually been there, and died. And the band almost broke up. One of their songs became popular after Stevie's death, and Tim Friedman, who was the co-founder of the group, decided to keep the band together and record an album dedicated to Stevie Plunder. And it's that album right there that this track comes from, Tangled Up in Blue, which, again, is by The Whitlams. If there are any Australian listeners out there, I'd love to get some other recommendations for Whitlams music to check out. Before that, you heard Johnny Q Public with Serve Somebody, a song that Mavis Staples also did an incredible cover of, worth checking out. Doorbell's ringing in the background, so why don't I get to this next song? It's Dave Alvin, who's also got an incredible voice, doing a cover of Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited.
Said to Abraham, kill me a son. And Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, yeah, you better run. Abe said, where you want this killing done? And God said, out on highway 61. Well, George is saying he had a bloody nose, and the welfare department wouldn't give him no clothes, so he asked poor Howard, where can I go? And Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I gotta run. And old Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. The finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, and blue shoestrings, and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Man, you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. And he said, yeah, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Now the fifth daughter on the 12th night told the first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. And he said, come here and step into the light. Yeah, you're right. Let me tell the second mother that this has been done. The second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both found on Highway 61. Gambler, he was very bored, trying to create the next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor, and he said, you know, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yeah, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it out on the highway 61.
Use it!
Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Dolly Parton doing Knocking on Heaven's Door, a song that probably, there's a portion of my audience that's probably thinking that that was an Eric Clapton original, maybe even another part of the audience thinking that that was a Guns N' Roses original. No, it was a Bob Dylan. Actually, it was one of his one of my favorite songs by him. And Clapton's version is good, but it doesn't have the emotion, I think, that that Bob Dylan's original has. That is quite a combination, too. Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who probably got the most popularity from being a part of Paul Simon's Graceland album and contributing to Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes and a couple other songs from that album. That comes from a greatest hits collection called The Star and the Wise Man, which came out in 1994. Some really a great retrospective of their music. Before that, you heard Highway 61 Revisited by the blues-voiced Dave Alvin, who led the Blasters for a little while and is now on a solo career. That comes from an uncut CD. See, all these CDs I get with magazines, I just dump their stuff into the show, don't I? It was a CD that came with Uncut Magazine back in 2005 called Highway 61 Revisited, which was, of course, a tribute to Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited album. And that was, yeah, Dave Alvin. Okay, moving on, one last track for today. And this one I kind of had to throw in. It's definitely dated. I mean, you're going to hear this thing and you're going to know exactly the time period that it came out. But I love it. And I loved it at the time that it came out back in 1990. It's actually the oldest song on tonight's show, only being 1990. This was put out by Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin, who released a few albums in the late 80s, early 90s, with a few covers. They've got an XTC cover and Otis Redding cover, I believe, on their first album. And she's just got a really beautiful voice, but they put this synthesizer sound behind it, and I think it just really, really brings out her voice a lot. Now, the Dave Stewart in this band is not the Dave Stewart that was with the Eurythmics. This is an entirely different Dave Stewart altogether. Comes from a 1990 album called The Big Idea, and It's that great Bob Dylan classic. You can visualize the video where he's holding all the cue cards with the words on him. It's Subterranean Homesick Blues.
So, no luck yet with the music business. Hey, guys?
Yeah. your plain clothes.
You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
From 1990, that's Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin with Subterranean Homesick Blues, a classic Bob Dylan. Again, you know, you think of the video for that goes along with that. With that, we're going to go ahead and bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me for recommendations or suggestions, or if you have a question about the show, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. Don't forget, I've got an AAC version of the show if you're not already subscribed to it, and you have an iPod or you listen through iTunes. That's a great way to listen because you get album art and chapters and all sorts of goodies. So check out the AAC version. You can find it a link in the show notes that will take you right to the iTunes page where you can subscribe. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close the show. We'll be back on Thursday night with a show dedicated to Paul Weller and the Jam. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and Coverville's bandwidth is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.